Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Ex-Real Housewives of Atlanta star Eva Marcille's ex-husband Michael Sterling has been asked to appear for a deposition as part of the lawsuit over a car crash on the night of his DUI arrest. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, Cody Clark and Lauren Hammett, the two individuals in the car Sterling allegedly crashed into, are demanding the ex-reality show to answer questions under oath about the matter. Sterling recently opposed the request for his deposition. He claimed he had not been properly served. A couple of days later, Sterling was served with court documents while playing basketball at church in the morning. A judge has yet to rule on the deposition. As RadarOnline.com first reported, on February 4, 2022, Sterling was involved in a car accident in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Sterling was driving a 2011 Ford Mustang GT. His car allegedly crashed into a 2014 Toyota Camry driven by Clark with Hammett as a passenger. Police showed up at the scene and arrested Sterling on suspicion of driving under the influence. Per a police report, officers claimed Sterling reeked of booze. He denied being intoxicated during questioning but admitted to having a drink earlier in the day. The report stated, Sterling was wearing a COVID-19 mask, but as he spoke to me, I could smell the odor of an alcoholic beverage coming from his breath. I asked Sterling if he would submit to some voluntary field sobriety evaluations and he said no, an officer said in the report. I asked him why not and he just replied, because I am an attorney. Sterling claimed his eyes were glossy and red due to a medical condition. Marcille showed up at the scene before her husband was taken into custody. Months later, Sterling was hit with a misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence. Sterling entered a plea of not guilty. Months later, Clark and Hammett sued Sterling over the crash. The two said Sterling was in an adjacent lane on the highway when he suddenly and without warning, negligently, carelessly, and unlawfully operated said vehicle by driving under the influence, driving recklessly, and following too closely, slamming directly into the rear of plaintiff's vehicle, causing it to spin out of control until it collided with the concrete median on the right side of the road. In their lawsuit, Clark and Hammett said they both suffered injuries from the crash. In addition, they claimed to have suffered emotional distress and a loss of enjoyment of life. The lawsuit said the duo has spent over $2,000 on medical bills and the amount will continue to grow. Sterling denied all allegations of wrongdoing in the civil lawsuit. He claimed he wasn't driving under the influence. He asked that the entire lawsuit be thrown out of court and all costs be covered by Clark and Hammett. A judge has yet to rule. As RadarOnline.com first reported, Eva and Michael settled their divorce in August 2023. For their agreement, Eva declined support but kept a $1 million home.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.